The beginning of the book is not this page 9, beginning the life of understanding, the sort of biographical section. The beginning of the book is this prologue, the heart of understanding. And this prologue contains a thesis and a claim, which is the central proposition of the entire book. And that's why it's here. So, maybe it'd be appropriate to read it. Death is utterly acceptable to consciousness and life. This is a thesis and a claim, an unusual one. How could death be acceptable to life? It seems to be the opposite to life. How could it be acceptable to consciousness? It seems to contradict consciousness. So this is an unusual claim, a paradoxical claim. Death is utterly acceptable to consciousness and life.